Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Masuti. Lindsay, thank you as always for joining.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So lots to talk about. There always is, it seems like. Let's start off with a recap of last week's events. Obviously, a very busy and successful weekend for you.
Right. So with Thanksgiving weekend, there was a lot of activities going on just with the holidays and then some shopping events. And then, of course, the lighted parade and holiday celebration. So just with a busy weekend and a really big kickoff for the holidays, an overall successful weekend, I would say. The weather did impact the lighted parade and holiday celebration. A couple other communities did postpone their events, but we pushed forward with it. So it was a little bit damp to start with during lineup, but cleared out a little bit. So fewer parade floats and maybe a little bit lighter in the crowd as people were watching, but still positive experience for the overall event and continuing that tradition. And then, of course, the after events at La Poste, a line out the door waiting to visit Santa and music and things like that. So all in all, a great way to kick off the holiday season.
For sure. And for the parade, you had some prizes as sort of incentive. So who are the winners this year?
Right. So it's a thank you for those participating in the parade. And then also a congratulations for kind of being the biggest, best, and brightest. So we had the fire department that always has a great turnout with their trucks and lights and participation. DMAC and also La Poste were our top three parade entries this year. So they'll all be receiving Perry Bucks. It's not a huge prize, but it is a thank you for participating and comes back to the community as well.
All right. Now, you're kind of taking this weekend off, nothing really big going on, but next weekend it picks right back up again, especially on Friday when you have three events, I believe, going on. So talk a little bit about those.
Right. So next Friday, December 13th, is a big day with three different things going on. Not exactly events, but sort of events. So to kick it off right at 8 a.m., we have the monthly chamber coffee, which will be at the Hotel Patti. So just our monthly networking opportunity for businesses, chamber members, community members to get together, learn more about that host business, but then also kind of stay connected with the community. And then immediately following that at 9 a.m. at the Towncraft Center, where the chamber office is located, upstairs in the meeting room, we will have our director election meeting. And that is for all members to attend to elect for the open board seats. So again, any member is welcome to attend. We'll have recommendation from the board from those nominations that have been received this last month, and it'll be just like any election, you know, voting on who those board members will be. And then later in the day, we will have our final sip and shop of the year, the holiday sip and shop, 4 to 7 p.m. with businesses open extended hours, providing refreshments and perhaps some in-store specials. So just kind of a continuation of that reminder to shop local. We've got a lot of great businesses that have a lot of great things and just a fun activity to get out and about and have a nice evening.
All right. Now, why would you encourage people to visit this month's Chamber Coffee and the final Sip and Shop?
Just as always, Chamber Coffees are a great way to stay connected, know what's going on, learn about those businesses. As I said before, with the Hotel Patti, it's such an anchor business in our community. So it's always nice to show them our support, but then also see what's new, tour the rooms. Several rooms have been decorated by other area businesses. So if they're not occupied, they'll be available for touring. So just kind of a nice way to get behind the scenes, connect with other community members, and stay up to date with what's going on. So always encouraging people to come to every Chamber Coffee, but especially this one will be another kind of holiday feeling type event. And then as far as the Sip and Shop goes, for those that aren't always able to get out to those businesses when they're open regularly, if you work in Des Moines or something like that, this is your chance to get out, have a girls' night, have a family night out, to go shopping after hours. So from that 4 to 7 p.m. time period. And that's, I think, been the most popular aspect of it. Obviously, refreshments are nice and specials and discounts and, you know, giveaways and raffles, those are all really fun. But I think what's really driven the foot traffic has been that opportunity for that after hours, that Friday evening activity. So that's been fun to see such a positive response from the community for those activities.
All right. Will you have any more sip and shops at the beginning of next year, or is that going to wait until next holiday season?
We will kind of feel that out a little bit. The merchants group that kind of has spearheaded this meets on a regular basis monthly. So we'll probably take a break in January, kind of let everyone get settled. We'll have the chocolate walk in February. That's an activity similar to these sippin' shops. And so we'll just kind of play it by ear and schedule those out. But it's kind of that fine balance between too many, not enough, you know, things like that. But again, it's just more of that having that activity is good. People enjoy activities and events and reasons to get out and about, and that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely. Now let's continue on from there, segue nicely into talking about events happening next year. So a couple big ones in February. Talk a little bit about briefly, because we'll talk about them more, I'm sure, about some of the events coming up next year.
Yes, so definitely more to come for all three, but we do have three fairly large events coming in February. Obviously, the first Saturday of February, been going for 42 years, so people I think have heard of it by now, but it's the big fundraiser for the Chamber, and it draws a lot of people into Perry for a fun winter ride. So registration is open for that. We've had positive feedback so far. Our goal is to have the first 300 registrants by the end of the year. That's when the price goes up by $5. So it's a great chance to save a few bucks, but then also commit to the ride without being too worried about the weather. So we were right at that mark last year. And so that's our goal again this year, is to have that first 300 by then. Then, like I said, registration goes up another $5 for the month of January, goes up another $5 for the week before the event, and then the day of as well. So just a fun activity. More on entertainment the night before and after the ride will be coming out. And then the very next weekend, we'll have the chocolate walk. So two weekends in a row, having a reason to get out and about in Perry. And then a new event will be later in the month. It is a leap year in 2020. So February 29th, it's kind of weird to say, we will have another event called the Perfectly Perry Bridal Showcase, which will be a brand new event that we're really excited about, showcasing the many businesses that contribute to one's wedding or big day, however you want to say that. We obviously have great venues in Perry, but then we also have a lot of businesses in the area that are in that support role, whether it is flowers or photography, and then calling on surrounding areas with dresses and other things like that. So really showcasing Perry as a destination for weddings, but then also kind of providing an easy button, if you will, to get connected with some of those additional parts and pieces to planning the big day.
All right. Well, that's a lot of looking forward to next year, but let's bring it back now. One last question for you for today. The Perry Chamber of Commerce's Elf on the Shelf is out and about once again this year, correct?
That is right. So this is, I think, our third year of doing this promotion. Just a chance to highlight some of our area businesses. They're not all retail. They're not all ones that people get to see behind the scenes all the time. So it's an opportunity to highlight members. There's only so many days in December that we're doing this promotion, so it is kind of a select group of members that are highlighted each day. But Mary the Elf is getting out and about to help us showcase our member businesses. So you can see where Mary has been each day on Facebook, different fun things, highlighting different features of those businesses.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think we covered a lot. Just a reminder that the free merchant movies start this weekend. So check out those sponsor merchants for those free tickets. Different movie each weekend. So it should be a fun thing to just add to the activity this holiday season.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.